Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Bella Younger and this is the Deliciously Stellar podcast. This week, we're going to be talking to the lovely ladies behind Foodie magazine About Time, Alicia and Angelica.
Everyone's calling themselves a dietitian now, so I might as well just jump on the bandwagon.
So I'm here today with the lovely ladies from online Foodie magazine About Time, Angelica and Alicia. Welcome.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
I'm pumped.
Thank you for having us.
So can we start? Can you just tell us a little bit about About Time, how it started?
Sure. Okay. So the magazine's been going 2 years. We launched in March 2014. I basically was never very good at having a boss, always wanted to work for myself. And after getting fired quite a few times, I just kind of thought, you know what, I need to do my own thing. And I wanted to do something digital because I'm into websites. I liked online media. And I felt with London that it's so overwhelming when it comes to kind of choosing a restaurant or like a fitness class, anything lifestyle. You know, you go on magazines and you see these top 100 lists and it's so overwhelming that you come away actually choosing nothing. And what I wanted was something bossy and authoritative that actually told me how to spend my time. It was kind of just rooted in the belief that time is a very precious commodity and sometimes we just spend it however. We don't think about time in that way. So yeah, the magazine is very bossy. It says it's about time you did this, and that kind of voice of authority is what's driven it. And then Alicia joined in, when did you join? March? February last year. She sort of turned up at my doorstep.
She just arrived in a package. Yeah. Like in a Moses basket.
Yeah. Like a stuff. I remember one time Jels had to do a can I tell the story?
You can tell the story.
Jels gets wheeled out to do this at university days. And it was in a room and you had to like move tables, like speed networking. And Jels, on the first table, quickly realised that no one actually wanted to go into online.
Absolutely no one was interested in journalism and I was stuck there.
So she made this story that I camped outside her office.
I just thought I needed...
For a week, like, on her doorstep. She was like, it's passion, you need passion.
I just thought I had to invent something to give these kids a bit of enthusiasm. So I'm completely... And by the last... It was an hour of networking. By the last table that I told the story to, I believed it so strongly. And in my head, that's always been the way it was. It just wasn't like that.
It wasn't like that.
I'm literally imagining you right now in a tent. Outside the office.
Baby Moses.
With a load of Greggs. So Alicia and Delica have brought me some delicious Greggs donuts to keep me going. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually eaten one yet.
That Belgian bun, how did they get it so big? Is that like genetically modified bun?
It's absolutely massive. So I just heard about what Alicia had for breakfast this morning and I'm really intrigued.
Oh, God. She likes the double protein. I'm veggie. I've been trying to get her off the meat for a good year, and I can't do it. The girl has 3 meats a day.
That's going on my dating profile. 3 meats a day.
3 meats a day. She had chicken 3 times last Tuesday, but at the moment she's repping this chicken and egg situation for breakfast. Yeah. I feel like it's a bit of a feminist issue, actually, because we're always told that meat is for men, I feel. I feel like around Father's Day, all we get pitched is like Father's Day steak restaurants. And we went to the Big Easy for breakfast a few weeks ago and they had a steak and eggs on the menu. And the guy said, oh, I've never seen a woman order that. And I saw the fire in Alicia's eyes and she took that down. I mean, I've never seen someone eat that much meat that early.
Absolutely furious. No, nothing's worse than that day of the year, steak and blowjob day.
Oh, God.
And all girls girls get on their Instagram, they're like, oh, making a cheeky steak for my boyfriend, implying they also give blowjobs. I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
Like, has feminism died?
Shut up. I love a steak. I actually ate at like four meat restaurants last week.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So we had a look at About Time today, and I see that you've done the five top places to eat, and one of them is Beak to Feet.
Alicia, what is this?
So, I'm going to talk about this. I lived in Hong Kong for a year, so they're very much into the chicken feet situation. There's nothing on them. It's just bone. Like, watching a classroom of teachers
gnaw the bone.
Just gnaw on a bone was quite something. I was actually, this is odd. So I was in Hong Kong, and they had a chef, using the term loosely, a pimped up dinner lady, was like cooking in the kitchen for all the teachers. And in the morning, lovely fresh veg. By the afternoon, it was just sludge. I didn't know what she did. So I used to go to the local supermarket, and I used to buy a Heinz tomato soup in Hong Kong for my lunch. There was so much judgment.
So are these now, are the chicken feet now coming to London as a trend?
Yes. It's a new restaurant by two MasterChef finalists, and it's all about a beak to feet menu using the whole bird. It's called Hen. It's coming to Islington, and whether you like chicken feet or not, they give you a bowl for free on entry. So whether you don't want to order them, well, you're getting them for free.
Do you eat the beak?
Oh God, is it crunchy?
I mean, is it like
soft shell crab kind of idea?
Ooh, no, because soft shell crabs are just normal crabs that have been taken out of their shells.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they're still quite shelly.
I found that out the other day. It's when a crab is changing its shell. It sheds its shell, and then you deep fry it, and that's a soft shell crab.
Oh, God. It's weird. It's not date food. The thing is, we see a lot of these trends come and go, and it's actually surprising how many of them stick around. Sometimes we see stuff, we're like, that is so London, that will never last. And then a year later, people are still loving it. So
something came through my inbox. An emoji-only menu.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
I was like, this is the most millennial thing to happen in London. And you basically order on WhatsApp while you're in the restaurant.
See, I love it. I think that's great. Isn't that so millennial?
What's the menu like, though?
It's like a cow and like some avocado.
It's quite good. You have to kind of decode it. So like, if it's like prawn and the burger emoji, it might be surf and turf.
Or like a shrimp burger.
But there's so many missing emojis. Like,
well, that's a detective work, isn't it?
But it does say at the bottom, it's like, there are waiters on hand.
Also, if you have allergies, potential nightmare. Like, if there's no prawn emoji on this one.
If you fancy the waiter, can you just like, aubergine, 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 aubergine.
Water, water, water.
Potentially.
I think there is a bit of a problem, though, with that.
I think it's with trends. Like, there was a big thing last year of kind of bring your own ingredients to restaurants. There was a restaurant in Piccadilly called Cafe Royale, and it wasn't cheap. It was like £80 per person. And basically, you bring your own ingredients. I can see the appeal. You bring your favourite foods, and then a chef will curate a tasting menu out of those ingredients for you. But it's kind of like you're paying for your dinner twice.
That is like you're paying for your dinner twice. So they don't cover the cost of your trip to Waitrose.
No. You spend your own money on the ingredients, and then you spend more money on the guy cooking the ingredients.
I mean, that's never going to happen now because of Brexit, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Brexit killed that dream.
That is bizarre. So obviously I'm going to have to ask you guys, because you're dictated to buy food trends and you're like very ahead of the game, when did you first find out about Eat Clean?
Oof. I think we saw the rise of it substantially in the last year, but I think the last 6 months actually has really stepped up a game. Is we're actually really surprised, because obviously there's been so much backlash recently that everyone is suddenly realising that it's causing orthorexia and all kinds of eating disorders because it's not a healthy way of living. And there's been a sudden backlash the last kind of 6 months where people are really aware of it. And yet still we're pitched stuff about beach body ready menus and things that are going to make you look beautiful on the outside and all this kind of stuff. And it's amazing that restaurants aren't realising that this isn't the way to... This isn't the language to be using with food, because it's too emotionally burdensome and it's just wrong. I mean, we're really against it About Time. We literally spend half of our days removing those kind of words from press releases and into copy. We're really careful with it because it can so easily slip into something, especially with Instagram and the way it's going, that, yeah, it's really dangerous.
I feel like sometimes the sort of mainstream press and like life almost take so much longer to catch up with everything else. I'm just like, and restaurants, how have they not caught on?
I know. I think it's a cheap trick, to be honest. I think that they think they'll get a lot more press if they bring out a healthy menu with loads of chia seeds, and that will be more on trend. Well, obviously, it's a bit lazy, and it's potentially quite dangerous. I went somewhere for breakfast the other day, and I hate chia seeds. I've got a real thing against them. And I said, I don't like chia seeds. What can I have? And they said 9 out of 10 of our breakfast items have chia in them, so I got fruit salad.
Jesus.
And I'm not into them, one, because I don't like the texture of them, but I don't like the idea that basically you sprinkle something on your food because it makes you feel fuller and therefore you want to eat less. I think it's an orthorexic pattern, and it's not something that we like try and promote.
It's a bit like when you hear that models used to eat cotton wool to make themselves full, which is obviously poisonous.
Yeah. It's all these kind of weird tricks.
Did they do that?
Well, I think chia seeds, they used to give them to go down the mines. We're just going to Westmont Grove, you know?
They gave them chia seeds to go down the mines.
Yeah, they're Mexican or Peruvian. And they used to keep them full all day.
That is unbelievable.
I mean,
correct me. Mine has had it tough, didn't it?
So I did a photo shoot for a newspaper this week, and they sent a lovely photographer around to come and take my photo, and he was a bit late, and I was like, this is weird, not really sure what's happened here. Turns out he's on the wrong road, and he was like, can you come out onto your road and just wave and I'll come and find you? And I was like, yeah, sure. I walk outside, I'm wearing no shoes, my door slams behind me. So I'm locked out of my house with a photographer from a newspaper. He is absolutely flabbergasted that I've managed to be so stupid, but is so kind to me. He was just like, okay, it's fine. We'll just, you know, bang on your neighbour's doors. I'm sure they'll be able to let you in. You left the back doors open, it's fine. So he's not banging like frantically on my neighbour's doors. No one is there. I was like, well, it's fine, you know, we'll just do the portraits outside. We'll do them in the park. It'll be nice. It'll be nature-y. He was like, no, that cannot happen. So we end up going 5 doors down, where we find some Kiwis who have all pulled a sickie off work because it's the hottest day of the year, because they wanted to go to the Lido. And I was like, what do I have to do to get you to break into my home? And they were like, to be honest, we're really bored. So these men literally just scale the walls of 5 houses to get to my garden. But before they get to my garden, they get to my next door neighbour's, who's apparently in, but has been in the shower. Now, he is a stone cold fox, and he comes downstairs in his pants, opens the door. He's absolutely furious. I was like, oh my God, this is it. We're star-crossed lovers. Then I remember he has a wife. And it was unbelievable. I had to go through his house, and then he was like, you know what? I've got a ladder. So the neighbour's lending me a ladder. I've got a photographer from a newspaper on a ladder climbing into the back of my garden and then going through and letting me in through the front door. I was so sweaty when they took those photos from the stress. All I could do was just look at them and go, but you can de-shine me in the editing room, right? Like, you can de-shine me. So I want to ask you guys, what is the best thing that you've been able to eat as part of your job?
So much.
Every time I come home, my mum's like, we need to talk. I mean, I am fast becoming the poster girl for Greggs, but I just love food.
Do you know what? We had an amazing meal at Sushi Samba. Like, unbelievable. Oh, one of the best meals I've ever had in London.
If you can just put your blinkers on when you go in, because it's a bit corporate-y.
Yeah. Mm.
But when you get past that, that food. Kobe beef.
The food is amazing, absolutely amazing. You've got an amazing setting. Yeah, like Alyssa said, put the blinkers on. But where else has been incredible? We've been very lucky to travel a fair amount, and I think probably some of the best things I've eaten haven't been in this country.
Oh, really?
We went to New York.
Oh, God, we went hard in New York.
We was at this. So Jill's is vegetarian, but eats fish, and I eat meat, but I don't eat fish, so it works out quite well.
Yeah.
So I went to this restaurant called Black Barn, and the head chef came over to us, and he said to me, he's like, you know, what are you fancying? And I was like, that Angus steak sounds amazing, but also you've got short rib, and I don't know what to get. And he was like, I'll do you a special plate. He then came over with both the steak and the short rib, and he was like, I've made you a special bonanza.
So basically she put away 2 meaty main courses at once.
I finished it all.
That sounds like the dream.
Yeah. But New York is doing, yeah, does stuff seriously well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the produce is amazing.
But also, what is the worst?
Oh, gosh. Red Onion Gate.
What's Red Onion Gate?
You know Red Onion Gate.
Was it where my food got spiked with red onions?
And then 20 minutes later, the same red onions got back.
Oh, God. Yeah, but I think that's like, don't take a veggie to a chicken restaurant in Shoreditch.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we've probably had a lot of subpar meals in London. Probably quite a lot.
It's always the lunch salads, I think, are quite crappy.
Mm.
And they kind of soak them in this dressing, and then you ended up with, like, wilted lettuce. No one wants that.
But we're surprisingly healthy. I mean, because our job is to go out for meals, like, you just like don't go crazy the rest of the time. I think like often people are quite disappointed that we're not fat.
I know, I was about to say, like, yeah. People have actually been quite unkind to you on the internet.
Yeah, the whole time. Like, I...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I get completely like unsolicited emails just saying like, why are you not fat? Or I get people on Twitter the whole time if I put up a food photo being like, yeah, like, you know, you should be fat. I think it's because the job looks quite fun and I feel like it maybe is a way of like reconciling yourself. It's like, oh, at least she's fat, you know, like you can't have a job in food like and not be fat. I feel like they're disappointed, but we just work out hard. Like, it's not that complicated.
And eat chicken and eggs for breakfast.
And eat chicken and eggs for breakfast.
You and your chicken and eggs for breakfast.
Can I just say, I got this poacher.
Oh, God, the
pound.
Poacher.
And you just basically whack your eggs in, stick it in the mic, a minute, Bob's your uncle, poached eggs. Well, the first time I did it, you have to prick the yolk.
Oh, right. Explosion.
It was not pretty.
Just stank of egg. Like, I love egg as much as the next man, but it was vile. Like, just an eggy mess, and then Jill's run away.
But Bella, do you have the same problem? Do people say to you, you should be fat? Are they kind of disappointed?
Yeah, I think people like have this preconceived idea of who I am because they only ever see me in 2D. So people get disappointed that I have a boring middle class voice, and they're always like, oh, I thought there'd be a bit more of an Adele situation going on. And I'm like, nah, sorry, there's nothing I can do about that. And also people are like, why are you not eating a donut, drinking a Lucozade?
Yeah,
like, why
on a Monday morning?
On a Monday morning. Yeah. And I'm like, because I don't have a hangover today.
Yeah,
like I
think it. I think it's this thing about like the online self that people can't seem to reconcile, that your online personality is just a little bit of your personality distilled and kind of slightly branded up. Like, I mean, I don't eat like 6-course lunches every day, and like, but it is like an identity that you create. And I think that like admitting that there is an element of artifice to your online self is actually the only way that you stay sane. If you're like constantly portraying your like real self, then all you're doing is like documenting every bit of your life, which is A, boring for your readers or the people that follow you, and also like a bit like crazy, because then you have to always be on that stuff. Whereas if you can just be like, okay, this is the bit of my personality that I'm going to show and everything else I'm going to keep private, then you kind of remain some dignity.
Yeah, I mean, also I'm not funny all the time. Sometimes I'm really grumpy and really vile.
Exactly.
But like, I'm not going to put that on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think people have this idea of me as this like sort of beer swilling, donut eating, just like loll a minute all the time person. And I'm like, no.
Lol.
Like, so, sometimes you might come up to me in the street and I might be a real bitch. Well,
yeah.
No, I won't.
Does anyone like thrown any food at you, like a steak bake?
I wish. That'll be it. That's when I'll know I've made it, when someone throws a steak bake at me.
We'll pellet you with steak bakes.
I do like a chicken one, if I'm honest. Do you know what? That's my, whenever like I'm trying to suss someone out, I'm like, if you had $1.99 spending Greggs, what would you spend it on? And I said that to my friend the other day. She was like, an Oasis. And I was like, you can get that in Tesco's.
Oh, God, that's a terrible choice. Waste.
An Oasis. I am really impressed with Oasis's ad campaign this year.
Yeah,
though.
It's quite funny, actually. Like, we've got sales targets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's good. It's not like...
self-aware.
Ooh, refresh, quench, drown yourself in this Oasis.
Yeah. There's a big backlash, though, because of all the sugar stuff. You know, people aren't buying those things anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Like vitamin water.
Yeah, which is awful for you. It has no vitamins in it. It's like that, suddenly we've all woken up.
That was insane. Yeah. Produced by the Coca-Cola company.
Oh, it's all such rubbish, isn't it? But then it's the same problem as that the health stuff. I'm not sure. I feel like that is only better for you because like you feel like spiritually worthy from eating it and drinking it. But actually, I'm not sure. Who needs a superfood? Come on.
There's no such thing as a superfood.
Absolutely.
In my mind.
What is a superfood?
Spirulina.
You'd have to eat so many blueberries to get the properties that blueberries supposedly have.
I just feel like the problem with this health stuff is that because we got so obsessed with feeling incredible that we've got really far removed from what health actually is. And now people exist on these weird diets of powders and like the Quest nutrition bars that are like with loads of sweetener and like nothing real in them. And like you see people on Instagram, they're like having the most amazing lunch. It's like a bowl of brown looking like poo in a bowl. And it's some kind of cacao protein shake thing. They're like, that's not food.
I know. And then they're like, ingredients list. And it's 25,000 long. And it's like fairy wings. Eye of newt, turf frog, like, what is all of this? What is it?
I agree.
It's not any more healthy than just having something normal.
I love a carb. Shoot me.
there's a recipe in my book called White Carbs Four Ways, and it's one of my favourites. It really is.
It's a new classic.
White carb is not the devil.
No.
Honestly.
It's actually, I find it easiest to digest.
I mean, I'm from Grimsby, where the staple dish is fish and chips. Mm. I mean, it's the best in the whole wide world. And then I moved to London and then I got this job and it was a bit of a slap in the face. Like, it was a bit of a, like, I didn't really know what to do. Like, it was, you know, and people were talking about gluten-free and I went to a raw restaurant, like, the first week that I started with Gels and... it was like a whole raw vegan restaurant and they served me my coffee hot and it just tipped me over the edge. I was like, I thought this was going to be raw. They were like, we served the coffee hot. I was like...
I went to a raw restaurant once with a journalist and she was like, oh, this will be really funny. I'll take Deliciously Stella to a raw restaurant. She won't know what to do with herself. And I was like, I have eaten a courgette before. Like,
it's just a salad.
Alarm bells are not ringing. But I will say the most revolting thing I ate was a raw vegan burger that was basically just a cold portobello mushroom in a spelt bun. Oh, and it sort of slid out the side.
Was it dry?
Yeah, it was really dry. It was the most disgusting thing that I've ever eaten. I've been going to the Edinburgh Festival every year since I was absolutely tiny. And every summer, my mum would invite some of my school friends to come and stay with me in Scotland. And she'd book us a whole load of shows and we'd go and it'd be really, really fun. And one year, when we were 14, mum booked us to go and see a show called Puppetry of the Penis. Now, my mum, in her mind, thought that this would mean sort of phallic imagery behind a screen. And when we got there, it was in fact two bollock-naked Australian men making shapes out of their cocks. Like, these shapes included the emerging mollusk. And at one point, he like helicoptered his penis while the other one stood on a skateboard and pretended to sort of use the power of his penis to move the man along. It was honestly one of the most horrific things I've ever seen. And we were so young and we were so confused because it was my mum who'd booked us these tickets. And my mother was absolutely horrified when she found out because she had to sort of call up all the other mothers and be like, yes, I did book them into Puppetry of the Penis. It really does still haunt me. They weren't like hunky Australian dudes. They were two middle-aged, slightly fat, balding blokes with their penises out, doing terrifying things. One of them made his penis into a wind sail. It was awful.
It seems like vegan is a trend at the moment, like vegan with eggs. There's quite a lot of vegan restaurants that have opened.
What is vegan?
It's vegan, but they serve eggs. hence vegan.
But that's not vegan.
It's also flexitarians. I actually read
something yesterday about how Seagan is the new trend, which is seafood and vegan. Because apparently if you're vegan, you lack a certain amount of like iodine, which seafood can replace. So Seagan is what people are now doing.
I did hear that Ella eats fish. So that must be what she is. Seagan.
A seagan. She's like a seagull. No,
it sounds like a very defamatory.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like. Yeah, maybe she's
a seagan.
Yeah, she could make seagan the next big thing.
But they really trolled her on Instagram. They had a real go at her because she admitted that she ate fish and they were like, you have built this brand on not eating animals, blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
which was horrible because actually I never hear her use the word vegan for herself.
No.
She's not. It's not, yeah. It's
also,
not
a woman has a right to change her mind.
Exactly.
She really does.
Exactly.
Vegan. So
a flexitarian, which is like, I just eat meat a couple nights a week, which is also just being a human. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I do agree.
I'm going to be a vegan flexitarian this week.
So can you tell me what else you have to eat, Alicia, on this high-protein diet?
Oh, my gosh.
Just so much. Is it like Cambridge diet, Dukan diet? Has it got a name?
It's the Alicia Grimshaw.
It's the Alicia Grimshaw diet.
I mean, everyone's calling themselves a dietitian now, so I might as well just jump on the bandwagon. It's basically just a lot of protein and fats.
Do you think this is actually good for you?
No.
I feel like your cholesterol is like that of like a 50-year-old obese man.
So this is short-term goals.
Alicia goes to a specialist gym. Makes me sound really, really awkward. A specialist gym called Speed Flex in Bank, which is it's not a normal gym. It's like class only, basically. But it actually comes in every morning, and it sounds like you've been some horrific like military camp.
It's
a proper boot camp. So they tend to scream at her. And the other day they put weights on her and made her do 100 burpees as a warm up. 100 with weights on.
They put weights on my foot. And they said, do 100 burpees. And I said, you're having a laugh, aren't you? And she said, no.
And she did it.
You did 100 burpees with weights on.
With weights on.
I can barely do 10.
I know, me too. I feel sick after 10.
My boxer size instructor told me that I had the perfect burpee the other day, so now I feel awkward because I think he must fancy me because I wear awful red leggings and I have a terrible camel toe. So I think
you are the master of the perfect burpee.
Yeah, I am the master of the perfect burpee.
What's like boxer size like?
Boxer size is good. It's all right. I mean, I go to like a really bog standard Fitness First in Brixton, so it's not like... Amazing.
I'm really into TRX. I went to TRX this morning.
Oh, did you?
It was very fun.
Is that good?
It is good. It's kind of got a bit, it feels a bit like a game with the cords. So I quite like it.
Yeah, my mum's got a TRX machine at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe she got it off the shopping channel.
Yeah, that's exactly what she did. She has all these weird like ab machines, like different ab crunches.
Like an ab roller.
Yeah, I had a Slender Tone when I was younger and I used to just sit in front of the telly eating sausage rolls with a Slender Tone on, expecting myself to get really sexy and thin.
Not work.
No, absolutely not.
The only thing I've ever used my ab roller for is ironing my shirt. It actually worked. I did it last week. I was in a rush.
My mum bought a power plate from a shopping channel.
It's like all
They're
these
expensive.
Things. There's all these things
that
like
commitment.
That exercise without any work, and then you can like, oh yeah, I can eat a pastry and I just be fine.
She also bought some cordless hedge trimmers. We don't even own a hedge. She's like, but there was deals, and I was like, I think you need to calm down.
Yeah, no more QVC for you, mum.
I feel like yoga is such a big trend in London at the moment. Like all kinds of weird, like acro yoga, lots of outdoor yoga, like floating. Paddington's doing some floating yoga.
You see, that is bizarre. I once led a class of hot yoga, like a joke class.
Oh my god!
But none of the people who turned up had any idea who I was, and they didn't understand that it was a joke class. So I got up at like the end of a reasonably normal class, and I was like, right, now we're going to go into the porpoise trapped in a net and the miserable owl. And all these people are just watching me, copying me, going, what the fuck is going on? Like, who is this woman? It was awful. And I was so
It would have
hot.
Been so comic if they'd known that you were taking the piss, but not knowing that, that's just so awkward. Because people that do hot yoga take it seriously.
It was really awkward. It was in one of those pods. And I just really wanted to get my keys and just rip my way out of there because I was so hot. It was like a boiling hot womb. Yeah. I was like...
They are super hot.
You know what I've noticed there's been a bit of a trend for? It's like, oh, we'll do a spin class. And then it'll be like followed by brunch. And like people just love putting their faces.
I'm doing that. I'm doing that on Thursday.
Oh God, sorry.
That's not a bad thing.
I'm doing it because I get free leggings and a free bra.
Well,
That's reason enough, isn't it?
No, I'm always in it for the free goods.
I took my boyfriend to Bikram because he was like, what is this kind of girly thing you're doing? And I was so offended that I was like, right, you're coming. I took him along and like halfway through he was like, time out, I'm dying. And the guy next to us was sweating so much, he had a towel on the floor, that he squelched every time he did a move. And then after that my boyfriend was like, never again will I say your exercise classes are easy.
No, certainly not. There's nothing easy about hot yoga.
Absolutely nothing. Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Yoga's not for me. Can't even do a downward dog.
You can't do a downward dog?
No. I do you know what it is? It's the inspirational quotes. I just can't do it.
I can't bear them.
If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you.
It's okay to be a glow stick. Sometimes you need to break before you shine. That's in my show.
I like that one.
Yeah. Live, laugh, love.
They are unbelievable. Cara Delevingne is the queen of them.
Really?
But is she doing it in an ironic sense?
No, she's not.
Because I thought she was kooky.
We think she's ironic, but she's not.
Mm. Oh, really?
No, she's spiritual. She's deep. She's blessed.
Oh, God, it's like a double bluff.
Yeah, it is. It's like a double bluff.
We have an ironic inspirational board in my flat. So whenever we go to the pound shop or Primark, we just pick something up. And I think my favourite one to date is, you should only look down on someone when you're helping them up.
Oh my God.
Oh God, that's so bad.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's lovely. I'm moved.
Yeah.
That is very moving. Ladies, very hashtag grateful to have had you in. You've been really excellent. So if anyone wants to read any of your top tips or find out more about About Time, where can they find you?
So you can find us on Twitter at Jenny Maynan, at Alicia_Grimshaw. And the website is abouttimemagazine.co.uk.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much to my guests this week. Thank you for listening. I will be off to Edinburgh next week. So if you want to stay in touch, please do follow Deliciously Stella on Instagram or email me at deliciouslystella.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bella at gmail.com.